The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Just a little bit ago, I was with my brother, and we were talking about some of the good old times and as kids growing up and games that we played and doing this and that. And though we didn't talk about it, I was thinking about it after I left him, about Monopoly. My brother and I used to play Monopoly a lot. And it was cool because he actually, it's maybe been 15, 20 years ago, he got me a Monopoly game that's all Braille. And I pulled it out just to look at it. And here I have some dice, and they're Braille, and I'm rolling the die, and I can feel it with my hands. And I remember playing Monopoly with my brother. I guess that's why he gave me the Monopoly game in Braille. Because of those good old times. And when he and I would play, he would always work to get all the four railroads. Reading Railroad, Short Line, I think it was called, B&O, and Pennsylvania. And if you only have one of them and you land on it, it's only so much rent. But if, when you got all four, it was compounded like, I don't know, $200. Rent if you land on it, and he would just kind of clean my clock with those things. It was just so frustrating. But it was a lot of fun that we played that game, and oh my gosh. It made me think about riding trains, and maybe you've ridden the trains. One thing I've liked about them is when you're sitting there going clickety-clack, clickety-clack, and the conductor walked by and said, how fast are we going? Oh, about 80 miles an hour. And I thought, really? It sure didn't feel like 80 miles an hour, just cruising along. But then all of a sudden you feel it slow down and stop, and the railroad was pulling off to the side so that the freight trains would go by. I guess the passenger Amtrak now has to give right away to all the rails to freight. Now, when there's no freight lines, boy, it can go fast and it's fun. But today it's not quite that way. Thinking about the old tycoons, if I remember the names right, Vanderbilts, J.J. Hill, Astors, Vanderbilts. They were all big tycoons in the railroad business, and they made millions, and in today's money, that would be billions. Oh, my goodness. If you were one of their kids and got their railroad, wouldn't that be just amazing? You'd have so much money. But would you like to have Amtrak now as an inheritance? Well, the government took it over, of course, because it went bankrupt and nobody could afford to do it. But the government wanted to make sure passenger railroads, public transportation continued. It's kind of sad the way it went. It just perished, really. Reminds me of a Bible verse just recently that was read in church from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this is the key verse, verse 4. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. An inheritance. That's something that you get when you're a child and your parents die, and like to be a child of an Astor or Vanderbilt. Oh my goodness, the millions and billions you would have gotten with the railroads in the 1800s. But today, well, the railroad system pretty much has perished. It no longer is what it once was. And that's what Peter is trying to relate to you and to me. We are born anew into a living hope, not a dead hope. Jesus is alive. You know, the hope of him being the Savior, some thought was a dead hope because he is dead. But he's alive. He came out of the out of the grave. The tomb was empty. It still is empty today. We kind of know where it is. And it's still empty. And to an inheritance. We get the inheritance from Jesus. He died. And what is he giving us? Eternal life, forgiveness, salvation. But more than that, here Peter is trying to say that it will not perish, spoil, or fade. Oh my gosh, the railroads, they've perished. Lots of things will spoil or fade. I was talking with one of our members at Abiding Savior. He used to fix cars. He's, I think, 90 years old now. And he used to repair cars, fix cars. And when I go to visit him, he has pictures of all the cars he has. And one of his favorites was a 48 Chevy. And I said, what's that one like now? He said, oh, it's gone. And I said, and if you had a 66 Mustang, you go, oh. But if you did nothing with that, didn't turn it on, didn't use it, just let it sit, what would happen? He said, oh, it wouldn't work anymore. It's so many years old. The rubber gaskets and everything, they would dry rot. And so if you tried to start it, it wouldn't work. It would just, it'd perish. Or, as one friend noted, he had a 36 Chevy, but it was burnt up in the barn. Would have been a great thing to have now, but it perished in the fire. Well, our inheritance given by Jesus, it's not like a railroad, not like a Mustang. It will last because it's kept for you and me in heaven. That's why it won't perish or spoil or fade. It's life with Jesus in heaven, eternal life. And my wife and I were talking about this. In fact, she pointed out something. She forwarded to me another C.S. Lewis quote, how Lewis was commenting on how God wanted the Israelites when they left Egypt to not be following the gods of that Egyptian because they were always talking about the dead, and he wanted them to know that he is the living God. And so often we think about things that die and perish and want to live on and try to make it there. Well, God made it possible for us. He's the one who has it for us, stored up. Not that we, like the Egyptians, are going to try to take it with us in all the pyramids. We can't. But Jesus has it ready for us, and it will not perish. It will not spoil, and it won't fade. It's kept there for us forever. And the other cool thing about this is it's not a matter of gambling like with dice, that you got to try to roll the dice and hope you get snake eyes. Nope. It's an inheritance, a gift Jesus gives to you and to me. It's a hope that we have, a living hope. And for you and me who struggle on this side of life, especially as we think about death, we have life. And if you're living fine, know that God is living with you, and he promises you eternal life. That's what's so cool about our God and salvation. What he's given us will never perish, never spoil or fade. It's not a gamble. It's not a chance thing. Excuse the pun on a Monopoly game with chance. Oh, those chance always got me and take your money away or the community chest or go to jail. No, Jesus went to jail for us. It's like we got to free parking and we got it all. Forgiveness, life, salvation. Eternity, because Jesus did it for you and me, and he gives it to us as a gift. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for gifting us. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. We didn't merit it. We didn't roll the dice to hope to get it. You simply give it to us as a gift. Lord, help us to put our hands around it and always hold on to this gift you've given. Help us to trust in you for all the things you have promised, including that which will not perish or spoil or fade, but also for your presence and help even in this life. Thank you, Jesus, that you went to jail for us, the cross, and that you broke out of hell and brought us with you and give us free gifts. be with us and bless us as we look to you. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. If you got any thoughts about anything, write me. Or Monopoly, if you've ever had a strategy that would win, or a different game that you love to play. Oh, my wife had another one, too. I'll tell you about that one another time, but it's about a little bunny. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or just respond to the email if you receive the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.